So a couple minutes ago, I was on my phone. I was going through my social media, and then I stumbled upon a particular post. And after looking at the post, viewing it, I started to wonder about the place that I am at right now in terms of, you know, in the career realm. And suddenly I had this inspiration to just, you know, apply for a bunch of jobs and so on. And after a while, you know, going through, you know, brainstorming the different entities that aren't putting out hiring ads, but I was like, I'm going to like bat these people up in a corner and be like, hey, this is what I can do for you people, sell myself to them. Because, you know, I couldn't get, like, for some of them, I couldn't get, like, the HR department, and I saw things like sales. So I was like, I'm going to use this opportunity to sell myself to you people. Not in a bad way, but in a productive way, you know? And after a while, it started to get a bit overwhelming and so on. And before, I've been, like, at peace with that place that I am, you know, being at home, trying to be more on the entrepreneurial side and, you know, freelancing here and there. But at the same time, I would say, quote unquote, doing ministry, because I'm starting to learn that whatever gift and talent that we have, and when we execute it, it's actually our ministry. And, you know, coming here, talking to persons, you know, encouraging persons, that's me fulfilling my ministry, right? So I've been doing all of these things, but at the same time, in my head, I'm like, I need to have that job, that one that has the steadiest income and all of that, right? So, you know, I started to feel overwhelmed. And in feeling overwhelmed, I knew that that was that time that I needed to go to God in prayer, right? I needed to let him know how I was feeling before I just jump and do things, because I'm starting to learn that we have repercussions when we act before we act when we say that we're waiting on God. There's a difference. You're being proactive, but and every time proactive, good. Sometimes you just need to sit down, be still, and know that God is God, and he will fight for you. He will deal with everything for you. He hasn't left you out. So I wasn't thinking along that line that God still has his interests at heart for me. I felt like at this time I needed to act and I needed to get my job, right? And in going to God in prayer, I started to let him know how I felt and everything. And then he started to remind me of some prayers that I made, right? And like some of these prayers that I made were like, oh God, I want this type of income, like some big money income in a brother. And I, at the same time, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to be in that position where I am out here applying for jobs. I want the jobs to like legit come to me. Let people come to me and be begging me to work for them. So yeah. And then he started to remind me of that. And then, you know, in reminding me of that, he's like, in order to get to that place, you have to put yourself out there before you can go to those positions, right? You can put yourself out there by doing the things that you are doing. And I will be honest that some of the jobs that I was looking at was related to, you know, like webcast or podcast or radio and so on. That's like the dream, I would say. That's one of the dream jobs that I have, to work on like a radio station and stuff, right? So he was saying, you know, by doing what you're doing, that's how you can get here. And then in that same moment too, he started asking me, so why is it that you feel the way that you feel? then I had to admit that I am comparing myself to other persons, and though I'm doing that, I am actually comfortable with the place that I am, like getting like not though I'm not living an extravagant life, I am at peace with it, right? So I started to admit all these things, because, you know, in order to heal, you know, God, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be transparent and admit things. So I was like, you know, I'm looking at other people, God, and so on. And then after that, he was like reminding me of himself when he was on earth. Like, God didn't have like a stable 9-to-5 job. He was ministering and he got what he needed when he needed it, and so on. And then he started to remind me that you're not less than. And then he said this, that he is gonna supply, on well rather he is supplying all my needs according to his riches in glory. And then he's reminding me that, hey, I'm rich, right? And that just like set me on to this level to be like, maybe other persons are feeling the way that I was feeling, and they need to be reminded that though you may not be in that position that you would kind of want to be in, that doesn't take away from the fact that he's not going to do it, right? Many times our requests, they are so great that it really has to take a lot of time for us to get to that point. There is actually work for us to do in that moment, right? Then the next thing that I just want to touch base with is something that I wanted to share for quite a while, and it's, you know, the feeling of being rejected. Months leading up to now, when before I reached this point of being comfortable, I would say that I'm comfortable with the place that I am. I'm just occasionally triggered, right? Months leading up to that point, I felt less than. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I was sending out a bunch of applications and I was not getting the jobs or anything like that, and it really wrecked me, because I felt like something was actually like so wrong with me and stuff. So in feeling like something was wrong with me, it actually began when I saw this job opportunity to work with this quote-unquote celebrity. And several persons sent me the job at first. And when the first person sent it to me, I was like, okay, thanks. Probably don't apply, but it's really nice that you see me good enough to go up for this position. But then other persons started to send me, then I'm like, oh, so you guys actually see me in high regard. I really need to do this. So I applied, and I was supposed to like send in writing samples, and in sending in writing samples, I was shortlisted, and I felt like I got like a personal message, like, oh my God, there were so many persons to choose from and we chose you, and now we have a task for you. We need you to write something and so on. So at that time, I was like so excited to the point where I didn't even see the deadline. I read something that I thought was the deadline, but it was not the deadline. But yeah, so at that same time, to one of my friends who sent it to me, he was also applying for the job as well, and it didn't feel like a competition thing. It just felt like we are all, you know, trying our best to do something in life. And he was encouraging me, I was encouraging him. He was talking how he's not really much of a writer, and I'm like, just do it. So, you know, in conversing, I recognized that the deadline was the deadline and not the deadline that I thought it was. So basically, in realizing when the deadline was and so on, I realized that it was past. And I was like, I still need to do something. So I quickly drafted up something. And after drafting it up, I sent it off. And then she contacted me. And she was like, unfortunately, you know what? I want to read the exact words that she said. Hold on. I'm going into my email. So she was like, hi, Shakira. I've reviewed your script. I require deeper analysis, so I won't be hiring you at this time. However, I will keep you in mind for future opportunities. Thank you for the effort you put into this. All right. So when I saw this, my heart was broken. It was broken and shattered into pieces. And one of the reasons for this, I started to compare myself to my other friend. And, you know, because I was professionally trained, and he wasn't, and he got through, I was like, but he got through, and according to him, his script wasn't all that. She basically worked on his script to establish it more, but for me, she just outrightly rejected me. And then I did admit that it wasn't deep analysis, and it wasn't as deep as it should have been, because I was hurrying up to do something, right? So it wasn't my best work. So I acknowledged that. However, the rejection was still greater than realizing that there was something that I didn't do. So nonetheless, I felt like a wreck. And because of that, I said, you know what? I'm going to work like twice as hard so that, you know, in time to come, you're going to see me, you know, in the media and so on. And you're going to regret not giving me a chance. And I started to tell myself all of these things and so on. Right. So I pushed myself and I worked particularly hard on a certain project. And yeah. But in thinking about it, I would admit this, that sometimes we don't really need to do that. We don't really need to try our best to let other persons validate us. In working hard, it wasn't about self-validation. It wasn't about just, you know, working in accordance to my worth. I wanted to prove a point. And sometimes that gets so exhausting. Sometimes it reaches a point where you're working really hard, twice as hard, for not, because persons will still not see your worth the way your worth really is. And at the end of the day, it's not really about you, you know. It's about how people actually value worth. You can be worth a million, trillion, trillion dollars and whatever, but if a person sees you as, you know, worth like one sterling or one shilling, like that's all you'll ever be. And you shouldn't allow that to take away from who you are. You know, last night I was validating on this, that whether or not people believe in God, it doesn't take away from who he is. It doesn't take away from how powerful he is. So it is with us. If we are brilliant and people disregard us as being brilliant, then it doesn't take away from it, because that's your identity, right? So many of those thoughts, you know, they started to come to me, and I realized that, you know, just slow down and just do you the way that God created you to be. But then I met up on more rejection, and this started to shatter me again. Oh God, why is rejection so hard? Oh my goodness. So the next thing was where I did this other job application, right? And it wasn't something in the field that I am really strong in, right? And but I was like, and the other job application, it was in business. I'm not a good business person, so of course that's another reason the deep analysis would not be as deep as it should be, I admit, right? So anyways, I applied for something else in business, and when the person contacted me, it was like I didn't even remember applying for this job. I was like, oh, when she was like such and such a company, I was like, oh yeah, I applied for this, I didn't remember, right? Because I've been on this whole route of just applying for a bunch of jobs on like after 2 or so in the morning, we just get up and just apply for a bunch of jobs and so on, like a sudden burst of enthusiasm. So that's why sometimes I don't even bother to go on LinkedIn. Is like that place where it's like professional testimonial and whatever. Sometimes it makes you feel less than, but it's good. But it's all right, it is good because sometimes it motivates you, but if you aren't strong, sometimes you feel discouraged. So I would say that sorry for doing that, that's so unprofessional, but yeah, sometimes we have to be the ones to filter how we process things. But anyways, here's the point where so they contacted me, and you know, I did a preliminary interview, and then I was tasked with doing some content creation. I was given a deadline, like they contacted me by 12 and they said like by 4 they wanted the content, and I had to hurry up and do it, and you know, I sent it off. And then after that, I was then shortlisted, and then I had an interview, and I did the interview. However, I was like so nervous. That was the worst interview I ever got on. But at the same time, I was like, maybe, like just maybe, that me go get the job here, and it would be my job. And they asked me how much money I wanted, and you know, I quoted a lot, but for the field it was actually more, but because it would be like an entry level kind of thing, I didn't really like quote a lot. And that's another thing, if you're somebody who contacts interviews, like me need to say this, where sometimes we as interviewees is like, we know our worth, but sometimes it's really hard for us to actually quote a price because we're wondering, are we underselling ourselves? Are we overselling ourselves? Like, we don't really know. And right now, I'm currently wondering if one of the reasons I was rejected was because maybe I quoted a price that oversold me for the foolishness, quote unquote foolishness, that I would be providing for such a price. I don't know. But yeah. Anyways, so it reached that point where I did the interview, and they said that they would contact me by the next day. So the next day came, and so did another day, and another day, and another, and another, and another, right? And they didn't contact me. And I was at that point where I was thinking, are these people gonna hire me or not? So I took it upon myself to message the person, because we were already contacting each other on WhatsApp, and she saved my number. The HR person saved my number, and apparently it seems like it's her personal phone number because I can watch her status. But I blocked her from my status because, yeah, I blocked her from my status. Anyway, so basically, no, I messaged her and I was like, hey, hello, good morning, I hope you are well. I haven't received any feedback in regards to our interview last week, so you know, I would just like to follow up. And she was like, good morning, Sharika. My name is Shakira, miss. Shakira is my name, not Sharika, right? And then she was like, pardon the delayed feedback. And then she was like, we have selected another candidate for the position. So I was like, you know, that's okay, you know, in regards to the delayed feedback. And then I was like, oh, okay, no problem. And then she was like, thank you for communicating, all the best in your endeavors. So I was like, thank you and the same to you. And in typing all of that, I was just like so deflated, because I was like, why are you people like this? Why are you like this? Why do you constantly reject me and then tell me all the best? Just say you're rejected and leave it there. You telling me all the best is like insincere. There was a term that I wanted to use, but yeah, it's like false modesty. Just don't say anything to me. That's my pride speaking. So that was how I felt, and I felt like so deflated again. And then my mother, she encouraged me, and I would say this, that again, you need to be it when you're choosing persons who you surround yourself with. You have to be intentional, that's the word. Because you don't want, when you're at the lowest of your low, persons are just telling you everything else but what you actually really need for here, right? Them will tell you, oh, them bad mind you and this and that and a bag of negativity. Will sound like wisdom, but it doesn't align with the word of God, right? So she started to encourage me based on what the Bible says, and that was really how I came out of it. And you know, in coming out of it, I started to remind myself that there is work for me to do in the kingdom of God. So even though I might not have anything in the quote unquote physical realm to actually do like that, just keep doing what you're doing and so on. Like, be occupied in your faith, and that's a principle that can be expanded throughout different aspects of our life. Even in terms of like marriage and stuff, we might always feel rejected, you know, with another party, but that doesn't take away from your value, and that doesn't mean that you should just like undersell yourself. There was another instance where I was applying for some big shot jobs, because I believe that I'm a big shot, so those are the kind of things that I need to get. And then I saw this other application. I was at that point of desperation, honestly, and I saw some jobs, I wouldn't say no job is menial, but I saw some jobs where the mindset behind it was me being menial, because I was like, I was downgrading the job, and I was like, yeah, my must can do this, so I gotta apply for it. And God really corrected me. Like, God was like, why are you doing this? Like, my legit hearing me ask me, why may I do this? Why am I not like waiting on him? May I ask him for something and may not wait? So that's another thing that I'll also add, that in waiting on God, even in feeling rejected, do not go to that place where you just shut out everybody or shut out God, and you can't even hear his voice anymore, because you're full of anger, you're full of pride, you're full of sorrow and so on. You know, you're vulnerable. Be vulnerable to the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God correct you and act accordingly, or you're just going to like set yourself up for destruction and all of that. Because like I said earlier, when we act, there are serious repercussions. Serious repercussions. So we really have to be careful. And, you know, one scripture I saw this tweet from Daniela_Asair. It's DANIELLA_ASARE from Twitter. And she said, she tweeted, and I quote, "Your feelings do not dictate your position in Christ. You may feel unworthy, but that is not what God says. You must learn to align your mind to the word. The key to that is constantly renewing your mind until what or who he calls you becomes a reality in your mind and life." And like, after reading that, instantaneously Philippians 4 verse 8 came to me, where it says, you know, finally brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, then think on these things. So I want to encourage somebody that though situations may look ugly, though you may feel rejected, just think on things that are of true report, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are lovely. You know, those are some things that will help you to get through, you know, those sad moments and all of that kind of thing. And you know, you just need to know how to endure. Patience is one of the fruits of the spirit, and sometimes in order for us to achieve this, you know, we reach that point where we have to be rejected, but we'll reach that point where we can't wait anymore, and those things, like we feel tested and tried. But the Bible says that God always gives us an escape when we face temptation. So temptation doesn't, many times people think that temptation is like sexual immorality. Like, there is so much more. Temptation is like even giving up on God, even wanting to act, just wanting to act and not act. Sometimes temptation is wanting to just do things our own way and not wait on God. That's what I want to say. So God always provides an escape, and an escape could be a scripture, something to meditate on, or even to just do something else in the meantime as you wait. So yeah, those are my encouragements, and I feel encouraged sharing all of this, and I hope that other persons do feel encouraged, like persons who may not have a job. I know it's hard. I won't tell you that it's not easy and this and that, but at the same time, just stay reminded that God still has your interests at heart. Still cast your cares upon Him, because He cares for you, right? He thinks good thoughts towards you. So I encourage you to just spend more time in your Bible. One of the things that have been helping me through this time is, you know, reading the Old Testament, like constantly reading the Old Testament. In reading the Old Testament, I am learning more about God. I'm learning more about how much He keeps His promises. And, you know, as I touch base on that, that's another thing that encouraged me a couple minutes ago. And then I started to listen the song Promises by Maverick City. And it's like I started to see things differently, because I'm like, you know, God of Abraham, you're the God of promises, time and time again you have proven. And then I started to think back of the Old Testament. So guys, I do encourage real ones. I do encourage that if you want to understand God more, if you want to understand more of what's happening in this time, then read the Old Testament. Read it. Like, especially reading Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, even Joshua. Like, reading those books, I've read them all. They've really, like, been helping me. So I do encourage reading these things. So this podcast, it actually, you know, went on longer than I expected, because I was just like talking. Like, by now you must realize that I love to talk, but I do hope that you have been edified. And once more, I am welcoming persons to Nasanta's Real. Like, I just have to give God thanks. I just have to smile at what God has been doing. Persons, you know, have been reaching out and letting me know that they are being encouraged, and I am just so elated. I'm giving God thanks, really. And right now, I have never really like done this before to actually name every country that has been tuning in. So today, like in this moment to end the show, I just want to do a shout out to these real countries, and in no particular order. Let's go. So okay, based on the time that I last checked, we have 40 countries being a part of the real family, like globally. 40, like 40 countries, people. Legit 40 countries. I feel like before, you never really had sound the enthusiasm. I was, you know, pretty monotonous, and that's because I'm in, you know that kind of mood. But anyways, we have Hong Kong, Norway, Qatar, Sierra Leone, Netherlands, Zimbabwe, Bulgaria, Barbados, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Kenya, South Korea, Uzbekistan. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Togo, South Africa, Aruba, Switzerland, Bermuda, Ireland, Australia, Jamaica, Belgium, United Arab Emirates, United States, Senegal, Singapore, Mexico, Japan, United Kingdom, Canada, Bermuda, Egypt, Germany, Bahamas, New Zealand, Iran, Ghana, Cayman Islands, Russia, and France. Oh my goodness, God. I'm just so elated. When we started out, I didn't expect that the podcast would grow like this. I didn't know that God was going to use this as an opportunity to establish his mandate of touching all nations that he, you know, encouraged me a couple months before. This was just like a medium to vent, you know. And then I realized that persons are blessed. So, you know, incorporate the inspiration versus what's happening. And I'm just like so elated. I am giving God thanks, and I do look forward to what God, you know, will continue to do. Also, if it's a case where you're just tuning into Nasanta's Reel for the very first time, I extend warmest welcome to the Reel family. Yes, you are a part of the Reel family. Even if you're gonna just listen one time, you are a part of the Reel family. You can't get out. You're here to stay forever. Even if you don't fully catch up with everything, you are a part of the Reel family, right? And yeah, to close this off, if you want to reach out to me, then you can just contact me on Instagram at nasanta.law, or on Twitter, nasantalaw. And if you want to WhatsApp me, then it's 876-505-2993. Also, if it's the case where you want to use this platform to basically share your real story, you know, in hopes of encouraging somebody else, especially from a faith-based Christian perspective and so on, don't be scared to reach out to me. This is also a part of why I'm here. I'm here to create a platform so that you can help other people. We're not in this life alone. We're here to help one another. So just, you know, let me know and we will arrange that. So yes, we've made it to the end, and I don't know what else to say. I've said a lot. So take care until next time. Nasanta Law signing out.